The show is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on the program today we have a band called Black Magic Johnson, based in Springfield. They are Reggie Britton, who's the lead singer and drummer, Dan Grover, and Alex Rogers, both of whom playing guitar, and they're live with us in the studio. They've got some gigs coming up in the next couple of weeks in Springfield and Bloomington, and over the next month in other parts in our listening area. We'll be pleased to have some blues music from the Southern Delta and from Chicago, that style of music. Hope you enjoy it. It's Live and Local.
Cornbread, chitlins, and collard greens. Cornbread, chitlins, and collard greens. Look at here, baby, stop treating me mean. I've been trying to get next to you. Cold shoulder, that's all you do. Look at here, baby, you stop treating me mean. I take you out for some chicken, cornbread, and green. Treat me mean, I take you out for some chitlin', cornbread and greens.
Cornbread, name of the tune by Black Magic Johnson, the band from based in Springfield. They're here with us live on Live and Local this hour. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. Black Magic Johnson are, well, it's a band of flexible proportions. We have three members right now, including the band leader, Reggie Britton. I got two questions to start out here for you, Reggie. First of all, does Black Magic Johnson refer to you or the band or both?
I would say both. Yeah, I got the name Black Magic Johnson when I was playing in a group called Oysters Rockefeller with Harry Nino, and we did a song by Santana called Black Magic Woman, and everybody liked the way the drum part that I did on that song. I kind of covered the drummer and the percussion all at the same time. And it was a great piece for a three-piece band to pull off. So
why the Johnson part?
Well, I'm not sure where the Johnson come in, but there was quite a few people always called me the Black Magic Man, and then somebody said Johnson, so it stuck. And I said, hey, you know what? When I get my own band, I'm going to called my band Black Magic Johnson.
And so here we are.
Here we are.
I didn't know if it had anything to do with the basketball player, which I didn't even think about until my colleague, Vic DiGeronimo, sort of introduced, you know, I just did a little promo about 10 minutes ago for it, and he said, you know, I got a chance to meet Magic Johnson at one sometime. And he said, but you have Black Magic Johnson. I said, well, they're both black, but I think one plays the blues and one plays basketball. And I said, I don't know if you play basketball or not, but I know you play the blues.
No, I'm not a good basketball player, no. Not at all. No, I stick to playing drums and playing the blues. But, yeah, basketball's way out of my league. Magic Johnson handled that part.
Well, you're safe here because I wouldn't have any intelligent questions to ask about basketball anyway.
Good.
We did think about changing the band name to White Larry Bird, though.
We did think about that.
You have a T-shirt like that, though. Yeah. He'll wear occasionally. So.
Seriously?
Yeah. He's got a T-shirt that says somebody said, Black Magic Johnson, huh? As opposed to White Larry Bird. And
yeah.
They're like, hey, that's a good idea. Yeah. So.
Well, you could all have T-shirts according to your color or something like that.
Well, that would be blue for Grover. So. Yeah.
The guy who wears the White Larry Bird T-shirt is Alex Rogers, who spoke up there. He's one of the two guitarists who are on the show with us today. Dan Grover is the other one. And your band, the full band, has who else in it?
Well, we have a bass player. We switch off. We have two bass players in the band, Mr. Willie Chrisman and Bob Hagler. And Bob plays bass with us. Willie plays bass with us. They also have other groups that they play with. But this three piece is just basically the main core.
So you're you guys are the core of it then. Well then, so we got the really important people here.
Yeah, right? We got the important part, yeah.
And does everybody live in Springfield? Or are you kind of in the
general
area?
We're kind of in
the
general area, yeah.
And I've got your next gig, according to your website, is in Springfield on the 2nd of April.
Second of April at the Trading Post.
That's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, the Trading Post, yep.
And Dan's giving you a nudge about something, right?
Oh, blackmagicjohnson.com. He's always pushing, trying to sell.
Well, he might as well, you know. And actually, Dan pointed out, told me that you can get downloads of this album on that website.
Yes, at blackmagicjohnson.com, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not selling it there?
We've sold a lot of copies of this one, and we decided not to sell anymore. We decided not to sell any more copies of this one because we have a new one coming out. Hopefully, it should be out sometime this summer.
But why don't you want to just sell everything you possibly can?
Some people do that. But, you know, I mean, our fans have been so good to us. And, you know, it's one of those things to where a lot of them weren't able to get it at the time that we had it for sale. So we figured this might entice them to buy the new one.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get one myself now.
Good deal.
Might as well. And then you're going to be at Fat Jack's in Bloomington a week later on April the 9th, which
April
is also 9th. A Saturday.
Yes. We'll be doing the pub crawl there. I think it's 3 to 6 or something like that.
Three to six. That's early.
Yeah. We used to do the earlier slot. We used to do the 12 to 3. We used to do the 12 to 3. And we would be playing there, and it'd be us and the bartenders and the waitresses.
And that's about it.
Yeah, probably around 1 o'clock people would start to come in.
I was going to say, if people start the pub crawl at 1 o'clock, you might want to avoid Bloomington on that day, it sounds like.
It'd be like. Actually, it's a lot of fun. It is. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people who enjoy blues music in Bloomington. Bloomington has been, when we first started playing Bloomington, it was sort of, We weren't sure if it was going to work out for us in Bloomington. I didn't see a blues crowd in Bloomington. It was really shocking that we had played Fat Jack's several times, and it was just, we were all just kind of going, man, they keep bringing us back. I wonder why, you know.
Because nobody's there?
We'd have 10, 15 people at the most, and then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, we played played the pub crawl from 3 to 6 one time, and it was just bang. The place was just jam-packed, and ever since we played since then, it's just been, we've had a great, great crowd in Bloomington.
The Blowtorch Blues Society has been real helpful.
Yeah, the Blowtorch Blues Society has been real helpful.
Is that in Bloomington?
Yeah, that's in Bloomington, and they've been really helpful promoting our shows at Fat Jack's. So
I'm writing that one down because I hadn't heard of that one. I found out about you from the Decatur Blues Society.
Absolutely. Yes, another great blues society has been also promoting and helping us out.
And I met with some of their members. It's been, I think, since January now, or February. And they said that since the society got going within the last 2 years, that blues has just started really kind of going great guns in Decatur.
Yeah.
Where there wasn't much of any blues going on at all.
Yeah. Yeah, we started playing Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Yeah.
Last year around, was it around December or something? Mm-hmm. December of last year. And our first gig in there was, you know, people weren't really into what we were doing. But now we see a steady stream of, you know, people building. So
what's fun about what we do is that from what we're seeing, it appeals to all different age groups, which is yeah. exciting for us. I mean, yeah. So...
Yeah, that's we have a lot more the college crowd getting into the blues scene a lot more these days. I played with Eddie Snow way back in the day, and it was very few young people into the blues at the time. So,
it's great to see it picking up. I mean, I think all the music genres that aren't rock and pop would love to see. You know, whether it's classical or jazz or blues or whatever, mm-hmm. we'd love to see more young people turn out. So let's see what we can do to help you get lots of people at the Trading Post next week.
All right.
Let's have you do a tune.
Okay. Okay. Guys, what y'all want to do? How about we do, we're going to do something for you. Why don't we do something off the past CD? We're going to do a little tune that's also on our website. You can download a little song called 18 Hammers. We recorded this on Food for Thought. A little happy song. I always like to say that. A little happy song. And it goes a little something like this. Baby, Lord, and I love to, Lord, I love to hear them ring. I got 18 hammers, love to hear them when they ring. Sometimes late at night, mama, I sit just to hear my hammer ring. Baby, just to hear my hammer. Baby, just to hear my hammer. Baby, just to hear my hammer. Baby, just to hear my hammer ring. Some boys' hammers ring like silver, mine ring like pure gold. Some boys' hammers ring like silver, but baby, mine ring like pure gold. Now there's a woman in this town, got a lien on my body, mortgage on my soul. Yeah, she's got a mortgage, lien on my body. I said a mortgage, baby, mortgage on my soul. The mortgage on my soul. Thank you.
gonna make good music till the break, baby, till the break of dawn. Mama, we gonna make good music, honey, till the break of dawn. Well, now, please stand in the middle on the baby whose side you're on. Mama, let's make music. Tell me whose side, baby, tell me whose side. Honey, whose side you're on. Baby, whose side you're on. 18 hammers, baby. Love to hear the winning ring. I've got 18 hammers, baby. Love to hear the winning ring. Baby, I've got 18 hammers, baby. Love to hear the winning ring. Said, baby, I got 18 hammers. Love to hear the winning ring, baby. And sometimes late at night, baby, I sit and I hear my hammer ring. Hear my hammer. I sit and listen to my hammers. Baby, like to hear my hammers. Honey, love to hear my hammers ring.
Black Magic Johnson here. Something? Are you falling apart there, Alex?
Yeah.
Or is something falling off your?
Alex,
is that?
It's a 1917 Martin. So
yeah, that's an old guitar.
I was gonna say it's so old it's lost its label.
Yeah. Oh, it's got the label on the back.
Oh, it's on the back. Oh, yeah. I see. It shows you what I know, right? But what's falling apart there?
So? The bridge. One of the bridge pins fell out. That.
Oh. So. Is this ominous?
It's not too bad. Sorry. The screen didn't pop out, so that's awesome. Good.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
Let us know if you need to do emergency repairs here. That's Alex Rogers and also Dan Grover on the guitars with Reggie Britton. Do you prefer to be referred in this context as Reggie Britton or as Black Magic Johnson?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't either any or. Oh, you know, okay. People call me Black Magic Johnson. You know, I'm in the store the other day and somebody said, "Hey, Mr. Johnson." It's like, oh, okay, that's me. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, so does that mean your first name is Black?
Yeah, I guess middle name Magic and last name
last
Johnson.
Name Johnson. Okay, yep. Fair enough. Well, I'll just, yeah. You know, we'll interchange them here or something. I noticed one bit of curiosity in the bio for the band, which is that says here that in last year you became the official blues band of the Springfield Milers Motorcycle Club.
The Springfield Milers, yes.
What does that mean to be an official
blues
band?
Well, those guys, they always do they're in association with the Springfield Mile. And
what is the Springfield Mile?
That's the motorcycle race that they have.
National
motorcycle
national club
race.
And a
yeah,
race.
What, during Labor Day and Memorial Day, right? Twice a year, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And they always do this, Springfield Milers always throw this big after-the-race party. It was always a huge party. All the racers come down who raced that day, and they would do this big thing. Well, they would always hire bands from out of town to come in and play this thing. And Steve Unverzog, which is a really good friend, was a really good friend of mine. He passed away last year. We've known each other for a long time. So he asked me one time a group could make it. He says, "Hey, man, why don't Black Magic Johnson play the Mile Party?" And I said, "Okay, you know, I can do that." So we went in and we played their party. And I think we did it, what, three times?
Yeah.
3 years in a row?
Yeah.
And every time we done it, people would say, "Man, that band was great. Why don't you have that band come back and do it again?" And
so now you're the official blues band.
We are the official blues band.
They know how to party, don't they?
Yeah, they know how to party. Yeah.
And other motorcycle clubs have jumped on the bandwagon?
Well, there's like an affiliate club out of Indianapolis. I can't think of what they call themselves, but they kind of jumped on the bandwagon and said, "Hey, we like this." They were here at the Mile races and saw us, and they said, "Hey, well, we want you guys to be our band too."
So, so you're the biker band.
We are the biker band.
And do any of you actually ride motorcycles?
That'd be me.
That would be you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you came by this honestly then.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
And do you ride a Harley?
No. Actually, I ride a, what is that thing I ride?
You're supposed to know.
It's low.
Yeah.
It's low?
Yeah, it's my mind just slipped me now. Oh, my goodness.
It's at the tip of my tongue. I can't think
I can't even think of it either.
Is it a...
Not a Shadow?
It's a Kawasaki... it's one of the low riders. Man, I can't even think of the name of it. That's terrible.
Well, in the middle of one of the songs, it'll pop in your head.
It will.
You don't have it worked into one of your songs, do you?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I was going to say, you could do that song, and then it would...
Yeah, we're still thinking of the name to incorporate it into the song.
Yeah.
And is yours one of those really obnoxious-sounding bikes that, you know, that...
Well, you know, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say, oh, man, why would you want such a loud bike? And they always jump on the bikers for being loud. But it's one of those things that we would rather be heard if we can't be seen, you know.
Well, no, there's a point to that, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of times, and I ask everybody that's listening, keep your eyes out for motorcycle riders. And sometimes I had a quieter bike before, and... You know, when somebody's on a quiet bike and they're pulling up next to you and you got your radio going, you really can't, if you don't see them, you can't hear them.
Yeah.
And you'll change lanes, and before you know it, there's an accident, you know.
And, of course, bicyclists even worse because
yeah.
they don't make any noise unless they put those little playing cards in the spokes like
yeah,
we used
exactly.
to do as kids.
Well, see, yeah. I don't do that with my Cannondale, but I thought about
you
it.
Don't. I got a Cannondale.
Yeah, a Cannondale 300 and a... Actually, a Panasonic that I refurbed. So, so I'm kind of a biker. You know?
Yeah.
Panasonic makes bikes?
Yes, they did. It was an old, it's a 20-year-old bike. I bought it at a yard sale for $20, and I refurbed it. And they had bought it from R&M in Springfield. So.
Oh. I didn't know that. Now you said you have a Cannondale 300. I'm thinking, now, what do I have?
Now you're like me.
Is there a 400 or a 500?
I don't know. This is a chromoly frame. It's about 10 years old.
Oh, I suppose now I'm supposed to know what kind of frame I've got on. All I know is it's a hideous army green that they call Kiwi.
Oh, Kiwi?
And I bought it new, but it was left over for 2 years, so I think it was the color. Nobody wanted to get it.
Yeah.
I figure it was good because it kind of obscures the name Cannondale, so it's less likely to be stolen.
Yeah, this is the public service announcement portion of their
show. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Watch out for
bicycles and
motorbikes.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Please.
Yes.
It's Black Magic Johnson here on Live and Local, as usual, sort of branching into irrelevancies. But, you know, if we can do the community some good by...
That's it.
You know, then
that's
fine. They'll be at the Trading Post in Springfield on April the 2nd from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then at Fat Jack's in Bloomington on April 9th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., part of the pub crawl there. Let's have us another tune. I see you've got a list of quite a few, so we could go on for a couple of hours here. But
well, okay.
We don't have a couple hours, so might as well get another one in quick.
Well, we're going to do a tune that's going to be on an upcoming CD. Let's do a Blues Traveler.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a little tune that we recorded. We recorded this at a friend of ours in Chillicothe at his studio. And, man, we had such a great time up there. We went up there. It was my first time. I don't like studios. Studios are kind of like the doctor's office, you know. It's one of those things to, every time I went into the studio, I've always had one of those bad studio experiences to where when you're playing and somebody would say, oh, man, wait a minute, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? Or this doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. You know, they kind of pick you apart like and I always come out a wreck out of the studio, but this time, this studio experience was actually different. It was
It was a lot different. There was bourbon on Friday night.
Yeah, and then there
all
was...
All different types.
Yeah.
So that would make any experience feel better,
yeah.
right?
Yes, it was really a good experience.
It was like an indoor camping trip.
Yeah, yes. It was, because we popped in there on a Friday night, and I think we came out on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of camped out inside the studio, and it was great. The only time we went out was when we went out to get some food. And I remember we showed up there that Friday, and it was probably about like, like 4:30 or something like that. Still daylight outside and what have you. And we go in and we play and we play. And then we decided to take a break and we came outside and it was daylight still. And I thought it was still Friday, but actually it was Saturday.
Again, the bourbon.
Yeah. So this tune was, I wrote this tune with a very good friend of mine. He played guitar on the Food for Thought CD. His name is Raul. We call him Raul, but his name is Scott Neese. He passed away last year around December. And this was one of our kind of collaborative ideas of a tune, a little tune called Blues Traveler. And it goes a little something like this.
Another happy song.
Another happy song, yes.
Reggie is known for happy songs.
Yes, yes. A suitcase and down the road I go. Got traveling on my mind, that woman in my soul. Seems like the same old highway, city, same old street. Feel like I was born to run with rubber on my feet, baby. Baby, what you doing? Honey, what's that you say? I've got to go, but I'll be back again someday. A blues traveler traveling, baby. Said I'm a blues traveler and I'm traveling, baby. Yeah. Somewhere in Texas, San Antonio, Dallas too. That's where I lost you, baby. Where I found my blues. Knock at the door, baby. Said, where you been? And every time you leave, honey, seems like I lost another friend. And so baby, where you going? And honey, what's that you say? I've got to go, but I'll be back again today. I'm a blues traveler traveling, baby. Said, I'm a blues traveler, and I'm traveling, baby. Dallas. Travel on, man. Travel on. In my soul, knock at the door, and baby said, where you been? And every time you leave, baby, seems like I lost another friend. And baby, where you going? Honey, what's that you say? I've got to go, baby, but I'll be back again someday. A blues traveler traveling, baby. I'm a blues traveler, and I'm traveling, baby. Blues traveler, I'm traveling, baby. Say yes, I'm a blues traveler. Blues traveler, and I'm traveling down the road. Said I'm a blues traveler. Said, pick my pole and line and down to the river I go. Put my stanky feet in the water, babe, and wiggle my toes. I'm a blues traveler. Blues traveler, traveling down the road.
travel on, baby, baby, say travel on, baby.
Blues Traveler with Black Magic Johnson. Tell me about this box that you're sitting on and playing.
This box is called a cajon.
How do you spell that?
Oh.
Uh-oh, is this a test?
Yeah, yeah.
C-A-H-U-N-E.
It's a C-A-H-U-N-E, I think it is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Way back in the day, when I was young, way back in the day, several hundred years ago, they used to.
You're of indeterminate age, visually speaking.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't tell.
They used to have a guitar players used to. Well, acoustic guitar players, old blues players would play a stump box, and my uncle James had one. We didn't really call him a guitar player. He was more of a beer drinker, sort of stump box guitar player guy. But anyway, he made a couple of these things, and they were built low to the floor, and they would have guitar strings in them, and they would use their foot to stomp on them, the heel to get a bass note, and the toe to get a little snare note. And down south in Memphis, I think it was, where fruit used to come in the wooden crates. A lot of the guys down there who played a lot of the reggae guys that played in reggae bands they took that stump box idea and converted it upright and just took the fruit box and put bass strings in it, and they would sit on it and play it. It was real easy for all those guys to get their equipment in, because usually the bands were pretty big. You know, it was probably 8-9 piece bands, and you have guys with congas and bongos and all kinds of things going on, and so they would fit into these small clubs, and the thing would be to get in, you know, the little smaller places where they could play their music. Well, to take a big old drum set in there, it would take up most of the room. So they converted those little stump boxes upright, and they would play these little cajons in place of a drum set. And they would build these things, and it was a lost thing for a while, for a long while.
Well, Reggie doesn't really play a big kit anyway. He plays a kick and a snare.
And a hi-hat.
And
two cymbals.
Two cymbals, and he gets really froggy. He'll bring out a ride. So
yeah, yeah.
And tell him how that happened.
What?
Because from what you told me, there's a decision as to how that came about.
Yeah, well, it's it was always one of those things to where if we had a lot of room and if we had horn players, if we were going to have a bigger sound, I would bring out a right cymbal to really add to the bigger sound. And we had this running joke that we would always say it depends on how much the club is playing that they would get a ride cymbal or not, you know.
It's paying,
yeah. Yeah. It depends on how much they were paying us. Are they paying us enough for a ride cymbal? Nah, we'll just leave it at home.
Well, and we're paying you so much that you didn't bring any cymbals at all.
Well, yeah. I bought the cajon.
Yeah. Well, I know when you said you just had this little, I couldn't even picture anything from the email or phone description, whatever it was that you told me about this thing that you bring, and then I walked in and, it's this box, sitting on a box.
Uh-huh.
One is strung with cello strings inside, you said?
Yeah, it is. And I was surprised to find one. I heard that they had started making them again. They started making them on a professional level. And I hadn't seen anybody play a cajon in years. And I forgot what show I was watching. I was watching, I can't remember what it was. Well, anyway, this guy was playing with Eric Clapton, and they were doing an acoustic thing. And he had, you might have seen this, he had the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, playing with him. And the guy that was playing bass and the drummer in the back, as you look, you know, as they were up front, but you can see him in the back, the guy was actually playing a cajon. And I was like, hey, that, yeah.
If Clapton and Springsteen can do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got this as a Christmas.
Hey, you don't need a roadie, you know.
Yes.
When you're your own roadie, you just make it as easy as possible.
Exactly. When I was playing drums for Oysters and Eddie Snow and whatever, and of course Dan and I played with Eddie Snow, and I had a big drum set. And I tell you, the drummer is always the first one to show up and the last one to leave. So, you know, I said, it's funny, but I don't get paid by the pound. Mm. So I decided to just break my kit down to the basic necessities to groove with and actually, you know, keep the feel moving.
Didn't you lose a gig because you had too big of a kit or something or what?
Well, yeah. I was trying out for a group in St. Louis, and I went in and I started setting up my drums, and this guy looked at me and he said, okay, how long is it going to take you to set up? And I said, oh, it'll probably take me about a half hour. And he was like, okay. So, you know, I set up and I had all my stuff set up, and I was cymbals hanging from the ceiling and tom-toms everywhere and all this stuff. And he just watched me set up. And then after I got done setting up, the rest of the group came in and they set up. And we did the first three songs we were playing, and I was jamming, doing my best Neil Peart impression, you know, and my Dave Weckl chops and all that kind of stuff like that. And the guy looked over at me, and I thought we were grooving. I thought we were really having fun, you know. And the bass player, I thought he was grooving with me. We were really having a great time. And fourth song came around, and he said, oh, we're going to take a break. And so we took a break, and I was like, man, we was just getting in the groove. We were grooving. We were doing this. And he walked over to me, and he said, hey, man, I tell you what, here's 50 bucks. Why don't you pack up and go home? And I was like, wow, pack up and go home. What's happening? He said, oh, man, you know, it's just way too much for us, you know. He said, we were just looking for somebody to groove, you know. We, he said, you got a lot of drums, and just remember one thing. He said, you don't have to hit all of them. And I thought, you know, after that was a wake-up call for me, you know. And I thought after that, I said, you know, that's right. You know, he's absolutely right, you know. And after that, I start to scale down my set a lot more, and I start to, you know, just groove a lot more, you know, play within that groove, hold the pocket together. When I played with Eddie Snow, that was one of the things that he would always jump on me. Drummer, get in that pocket. Stay in that groove. You know, keep the groove moving. Stay in that pocket.
He hollered at me, too. Start pounding on that piano.
And I learned a lot from that, too. So, you know, on that note, I decided, you know, it doesn't take a lot to make the music happen.
Now, what's fun is to watch Reggie play the drums, sing, and play the harmonica at the same time. Where's your
harmonica?
Oh, I left it at home.
Yeah. Oh, I'm but sorry. We're not.
We got to save the.
We didn't pay enough to get the harmonica.
I brought a little one for you.
Oh, you brought a little. Yeah.
That's smaller than your little finger. Is it actually a harmonica?
Yeah.
It's a real deal.
It's a little tiny harmonica.
It's actually wooden brass too.
How do you change the notes? I mean, that's about as wide as.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I think there's only like four notes on it.
Uh-huh. So be real careful with your tongue.
That's actually smaller than your little finger. That's as small as the first two knuckles in my little finger.
Oh, yeah. A little tiny thing, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I want to hear you break that out here, Alex. You know, now that you have revealed.
You could do it.
Yeah. No.
It's Black Magic Johnson here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They'll be in Springfield on the 2nd of April playing at the Trading Post, and then in the Bloomington at Fat Jack's on the 9th of April. And they're here with us live on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible with support from the Music Shop, celebrating 50 years of service to music education, providing for musicians of all ages in over 200 school music programs. They also feature guitars, amplifiers, digital pianos, and sound equipment in the Pro Sound Center at 27 East Market View Drive, Market View Plaza, Champaign, or at The Music Shop. .com, and that's shop spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. Let's have another tune from Black Magic Johnson.
All right. We're going to do another song that's going to be on our upcoming CD. I wrote this song back in 1946.
I thought it was 47.
Well, you know, somewhere back in there. I got Anheuser's. I can never remember what it was, what date it was. But actually, I wrote this song probably about a year or so ago. It's a little fun tune. Actually, it's a pickup song off of a Coco Taylor tune. So a little tune called Hey Baby. Another happy song.
Yeah, we like happy songs. And the blues is always so happy.
It is. It is. And it goes a little something like this. Oh, give me a C. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Sounds like church, man. I said, hey, hey, baby, I'm in love with you. I said, hey, hey, baby, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you, baby. Yeah, you know it's true. Do anything you want me to do. Baby, what you heard is true. Said, I'm in love with you. Hey, hey, baby, I want to hold.
Cha-cha-cha, Black Magic Johnson here on Live and Local. They are Reggie Britton on the drums and the vocals, Dan Grover and Alex Rogers on the guitar, and you're hearing them here on Live and Local. I'm going to run down some of the other events going on in our listening area for things you can go out and see and hear live. It's the Boneyard Jazz Quintet at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock. At the Catherine Randolph Theater in Danville, it's a show called Romantic Fever, put on by the Red Mask Players. Performances tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Nothing But Treble, an evening of musical theater featuring women, put on by the Eastern Illinois University Music Theater and Opera Ensemble at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. That's tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening. Present Laughter is a show put on by Charleston Alley Theater in Charleston, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, with a Sunday matinee at 1 o'clock. Donnie Heitler and Darden Purcell are at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana tonight at 5:30. Tomorrow it's the Peoria Symphony Orchestra performing at the Peoria Civic Center, 8 o'clock for that concert. In Springfield tomorrow, the Springfield Classical Guitar Society presents Stanley Yates at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church at 8 o'clock. And on Sunday, it's Tom and Matt Torino at the Iron Post in Urbana, 7 o'clock in the evening. The U.S. Air Force Brass in Blue are at Eastern's Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston, Sunday at 7:30. Ivan Parker and the Ball Brothers sing gospel at the Arlie Theater in Mason City, Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. It's Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert Suites at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. House Musique presents a 15th anniversary program with pianist Lori Sims at the Cranert Art Museum in Champaign that Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And that is what I've got on my calendar. I imagine there's plenty of other things in our community that I just don't happen to know about. Let me know about what's going on in your area. You can write to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. And, of course, it's Black Magic Johnson at the Trading Post in Springfield next Saturday, April the 2nd, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Alex Rogers, we haven't heard too much from you so far. What if, I mean, we get an idea of some of where Reggie has played in the past and also Dan. Where are some of the other groups that you've been with?
I started out in with the Suit and Tie Guy Band in Peoria.
The Student Tie Guy?
Suit and Tie Guy.
Suit and Tie Guy.
He's Suit and Tie Guy is pretty infamous online. His studio, STG Sound Labs, is where we recorded our upcoming album. And it was like a organ trio type thing. And I played with him and did a lot of like pickup jazz gigs in Peoria. Played in a band in Springfield called Elevator Shoe for a while that did a mix of like reggae, trip hop, and a lot of stuff. We broke up about 10 years ago.
Did you say trip hop?
Yeah.
What is trip hop?
It was like
psychedelic hip hop?
Sort of, yeah, exactly. And I'm also in, my brother and I have like a synth pop duo right now. And I don't know, I've been on too many bands to really, and I play just about every genre, I think. I've played mandolin and bluegrass groups. I started off playing violin when I was maybe 8 years old and played violin for years and years until I picked up guitar, and I played percussion in concert bands and stuff. So
yeah, you've made it around then.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a jack of all trades. I pretend to do a lot of be able to do a lot of things.
How's the guitar holding up there?
It's
holding together.
It's holding up pretty good.
Our sound engineer Mike Pritchard has some Gorilla glue out there. Should we bring some in? And
oh no, that would
not be good, huh?
That would not be good.
No. Okay. All right. Well, just wanted to help out there if I could make a contribution. Let's have another tune from the three of you.
Okay, we're gonna do a song that became one of our favorite songs. Several people have covered this tune, and I think Taj Mahal did the best version of it.
Next to your own, of course.
Well, yeah, next to my own, yeah. Outside of us.
How about we do Call Me?
You want to do Call Me?
Yeah, let's do Call Me. Instead.
Oh, okay, well, change of plans. We are going to
do... Well, you can do both of them, you know.
Okay.
We're going to do... Well, which one are you going to start with first?
Let's do Call Me.
Call Me? Okay. Well, we're going to do a song that I wrote with a good friend of mine... bass player with Debbie Ross Band. His name is Chili. And Brian Pryor, trumpet player out of Springfield. We were just kind of hanging out one day and we just kind of collaborated on this tune. And we just kind of put it together. And of course, Dan and Alex took the tune and really just brought it up to where it is today. And this song is also going to be an upcoming CD. It's a tune called Call Me.
And this is one that Taj Mahal has not covered.
Exactly. Not yet.
All right. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
never called me in the morning. You never called me like you said you were gonna call me. All I want to do for you, baby, I just wanna be your lover, man. You don't need me like you used to need me. You have no feelings for me at all. I never do anything to hurt you. I just wanna be your lover, man. You never used to ignore my calls for loving. You never used to shut me down at all, baby. Used to be so sweet to me, baby. Now all I ask you to do is call me. I'm just sitting here for you to call. Why didn't you call me in the morning? Why didn't you call me like you said you were gonna call me? All I want to do for you, baby, is I just wanna be your lover, man.
Black Magic Johnson here on Live and Local. You know, you describe yourself and your website is playing a fun collection of Southern Delta and Chicago New Age blues. And I wondered what Chicago New Age blues is. Is that like the song you just did?
That was kind of like this song. It's almost got the, it's the R&B pop sort of bluesy thing that a lot of the modern, well, a lot of the groups today, they sort of either got the rock thing going or they got the pop soul thing going. And a lot of them, like Lonnie Brooks, I would describe him as a, and Keb Mo, I would describe him as a New Age blues.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they sort of have that, I can't quite describe it, but
Delta with a modern flavor.
Yes, yeah, really. Sort of Delta. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I heard Keb Mo at the Elnora Guitar Festival here at the Krannert Center, whenever they did it two years ago.
It was 2009. He was great.
Because I do it every other year. I found out, I didn't realize what his name actually was. Keb Mo is actually short for his actual name, which is Kevin Moore.
Kevin Moore.
Because that's kind of how you might say it, actually.
Yeah, nice guy, too.
Yeah. Nice guy. Well, it was a great show. I remember that. And I guess the Elnora Festival's coming back this year. They do it every other year.
Yeah.
I'll be at the Krannert Center this coming fall. Yep. But you'll hear plenty about that later on. I thought in Alex's solo at one point, we're going to start hearing a rock breakout. It almost sounded like you're going to go into a rock lick of some kind or another.
Actually, live, that actually translates, you know, pretty well. With acoustics, a little more difficult, but
yeah,
we would like to play that festival, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, if Mike Ross is listening, you know,
yeah, Mike
you
Ross,
get hold of
listening.
Him. Yeah. Get hold of him. Yeah, they have a lot of guitarists come in there, so one of you guys, Alex or Dan, you're the guitarist, so you're going to have to take the lead on this one. Do you want to get booked there?
Oh, sure.
There you go.
I would
absolutely.
Say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Self-promotion, it's called.
Yes, we love to do that. And it's the fun aspect of people enjoying what we do, and we like to play for people that, you know, vice versa. It's a two-way street.
And believe it or not, Champaign is just about one of the only towns we haven't played in Illinois.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, we've been calling, but yeah.
Maybe you've been calling
call
the wrong
me.
People.
Yeah, we've been calling. Yeah.
Call me. There's our song.
Well, Alto Vineyards have shown some interest. In fact, several years back, I played Alto Vineyards.
Yeah, they have a nice outdoor venue there.
Yeah,
for summertime.
Yeah, yeah, it was way back when I played Alto Vineyards, but. Yeah, we just haven't been in Champaign.
Actually, we started playing what Willow Ridge Winery.
Westerville.
Westerville.
Well, you're going to be there. You're going to be there on the 10th of April.
The 10th of April.
Well, it's funny. The first time we ever played there, we're driving and driving and driving. It's like, man, we're in the middle of nowhere. There's a house like 3 miles that way, and another one, umpteen miles that way, and we get there. And it's like the place is packed.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yes.
It was really a very cool experience because all these folks came from around the area to this Willow.
Shelbyville, Taylorville,
yeah,
Pena.
Willow Ridge Winery.
Decatur, they all flocked there to that winery.
Yeah, and it was a really fun experience, and we've been back ever since.
Yes, know, so. we do a Hill Prairie Winery too, and for some reason, all you other wineries that are listening, we do very well at wineries.
Lots of wine when they listen to the blues.
Yes, you know? we've been having some really great crowds. The first time we played Willow Ridge, we had a really good crowd, but the last time we played Willow Ridge, there was people come up from Springfield who said, we had to park 3 miles down the street and walk all the way down just to, there was that many people there, you know.
Well, I went and Googled it yesterday to see where Westervelt was, and there was, you know, if you do a little expansion of the map there, and it had a little arrow.
Uh-huh.
At nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
You
nothing's
know,
there,
there was
yeah.
nothing there. It was in the middle of...
Well, yeah. The easiest way to get there is follow the signs out of Taylorville to Assumption, keep going straight, and then you'll see, look real close, you'll see a sign that says to the right, the Willow Ridge Winery.
Yeah.
But don't
yeah.
miss it.
Yeah.
Apparently not. Or
I
you'll
missed
just
it last
going.
Time. Yeah, he was late to the gig.
And you missed the gig.
I finally made it, but I was making really good time, and then... I was passing somebody on one of the back roads and missed the turn while I was passing somebody.
I didn't realize it
for like 20 minutes or so. Yeah.
Well, we have just about run out of time here on Live and Local, as we always do when we're having fun. We'll let you go take us out with another tune. Support for our show today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of 10 wines from across the globe. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.
We'd like to thank you guys for having us out.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
And we've got one off the CD, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to do Almost Easter Blues. It's on the CD, and you can go to the website and download this one. This is a song written by Tom Irwin. I recorded this song with Tom Irwin on his CD, his CD Travel On, in fact.
He's a commentator for the Illinois Times.
Yeah. And Tom Irwin, I've had the pleasure of playing with him for, over 15 years. And when people ask me, is blues all you do? I play country too, so I just kind of do it all, jazz, country, whatever. I'm kind of like Alex.
We do have like a rockabilly country song.
We do.
We do have sort of a rockabilly country song on the new album. And this song, Tom Irwin wrote this song, and he put it on his album. And when I was recording Food for Thought, I asked him, I said, hey, man, I love that Easter blues so much. Can I record that tune? And he says, oh, yeah, I'd be happy. You know, go ahead and do it. And so there we are.
And here it is. Black Magic Johnson, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.